Masechet Baba Batra, Perek He, Mishnah Aleph. Here we'll continue talking in the same theme as the last Perek. What's included in the sale of certain items? We'll start with talking about the sale of a ship. Hamocher et ha-sefina. Somebody sells a ship. So the ship itself, which is the main body, the hull of the ship, is obviously included. But in addition to that, Machar et ha-toren, he also has sold the mast of a ship. A mast is the wood pole that rises up, that the sail is attached to. Ve'et hanes, the sail itself. Ve'et ha'ogin, the anchor is included too. Ve'et kol ha'manhiginotan, everything that's needed in order to make the ship move. All of these items are considered to be fundamental components of the ship, and therefore they're automatically included in the sail. Aval lo machar, lo ta'avadim, but not included in the sail would be the slaves that were used as the crew of the ship. Velo et ha-marzufin, the sacks that held the cargo on the ship. Velo et ha-antiki, and obviously the cargo itself. All of these items, even though they're normally kept on the ship, are not part of the ship and therefore are not included in the sale. Ubizman sha'amar lo hi v'cho ma shebetocha, but when the bill of sale, the seller told the buyer, the ship and everything that's inside of it, hare kulan mechurin, and everything that we just listed above is sold as well. The extra line here would include basically everything that's normally kept on a ship. Machar et hakaron, if he sold a wagon to somebody. So second part of Mishnah is going to talk about a wagon. A wagon was usually had animals attached to it. So if somebody sold a wagon, he only sold the wagon itself. Lo machar et ha-peradot, he has not sold the animals, the mules that pulled the wagon. If they weren't attached to the wagon at the time of the sale, they wouldn't be included. But if they were attached at the time of the sale, then the peradot, the mules, would be included. But if he machar et ha-peradot, but if he sold the mules, lo machar et ha-karon, he has not sold the wagon, even if they were attached to the wagon at the time of the sale. Mules are used for riding sometimes even without a wagon. Therefore, the wagon is not considered to be a fundamental component of the animals unless it was specifically mentioned. Machar et ha-semed, lo machar et ha-bakar. If somebody sold a yoke is a bar that was used to attach all animals together. He hasn't sold the bakar, the animals that were usually used with it. Machar et ha-bakar, lo machar et ha-semed. Likewise, if he sold a team of animals that were together, like a team of ox, he has not sold the bar, the yoke, that would join them together. Rabbi Yehuda omer, hadamim modi'in. Rabbi Yehuda tells us that even though we just said above that when somebody sells a yoke, he has not included in that sale the ox that are with it, he said that's not always true. Hadamim modi'in, the amount of money that it went for, will inform us about what was included in the sale. We know the general market value of a yoke. So therefore, if it's way above market value, the understanding obviously is that there's more than meets the eye. It's more than just the yoke. The animals are included with it. Ketzad, how so? Amar lo, if the buyer told the seller, Mechor li simdecha b'matayim zuz, if he said, sell me the yoke for 200 zuz, it couldn't be that he only wanted to buy the yoke. Hadavad yadua she'en ha-semed b'matayim zuz, because it's a known fact that a yoke is not worth 200 zuz. So in that type of situation, Rabbi Yehuda would say that the ox, the animals, were obviously included. V'hachamim omrim en hadamim re'aya, but hachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say, we can't look into the price of something and then bring a proof to what was included in the sale. The price doesn't prove anything, because sometimes a person will buy something for way overpriced because he wants to give the person who was selling it a gift. So you can't use that as a proof to what was and what was not included in the sale of an item. We don't look at the dollar amount. We look at the standard way that things are normally sold.